Rockin' and rolling week six here of our locker room chat, 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Krenner Profit alongside head coach Haddon Hiltgen of the Nemaha Central girls team. This locker room chat is brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. It's been a pair of games the last time we spoke, coach. A big time victory over the Holton Wildcats. A Big East victory, 58-30, that one kind of getting away there at the half for you and your team. And then also a victory in the Thunder Classic first round over the Jackson Heights Cobras, 56-44. Now you'll be taking on the undefeated Hiawatha team here tonight on Thursday. But before we talk about this matchup, let's talk about your last two games, starting off with that good game over Holton, which included a 20-point performance with Hermish.
Yeah, you know, Emma was great. The whole game, did a great job of not forcing, her shot, but, taking advantage of when, you know, when she got it and made everyone count. I think it was a career high for her for 20. But really played sound on both ends of the floor. You know, and we were missing, a starter, you know, down a starter that night, and the rest of the girls kind of picked up the slack on both ends of the floor. And, you know, the second quarter, I think we outscored them 22-3. We didn't allow a field goal that second quarter. So we were really good and took complete control of the game there in the second quarter.
Yeah, looking at that first game for you in the Thunder Classic against the Jackson Heights Cobras, kind of tell me here about this Thunder Classic tournament, you know, what you've kind of got out of it so far, and then what are some more expectations to come?
Yeah, you know, Jackson Heights kind of, you know, they surprised us a little bit. They came out and played really well. They shot the ball really well. They had one girl, you know, hit three threes the first quarter. And where we're, you know, we got to be better defensively and knowing after, you know, somebody makes one that we got to pay attention to where they're at. And then after they make two, we can't let them get the third one off comfortably. We did that kind of versus Holton. We lost the tanking girl early, and she got two threes on us. So we definitely got to be better, you know, against Hiawatha tonight in that regards, not let the Nelson girl get comfortable because if she is, she can really knock them down. But, you know, Jackson Heights, they played well. Tipped their hat. They made a lot of shots. I didn't think we defended very well. But give them, you know, credit for taking advantage of our lack of defense at times. But offensively, we were really good from the get-go. Kenny McKee came out hot. You know, she was sick versus Holton, didn't play, and came out hot. And she matched, had three threes the first quarter. And Emma continued to play really well offensively. And then Caroline Nordis has really taken over rebounding for us. And that's been a big key for us because we struggled in that department. And I believe she had around 11 rebounds last night, so that's a season high and something that we're going to need going forward.
We look at this matchup tonight against the Hiawatha Redhawks, who have been a red-hot team so far this season, have not taken a loss. But you look at your team is a roaring steam engine with 8 straight wins. What are going to be some keys into tonight's matchup here against the Hiawatha Redhawks to move on into that championship game on Saturday of this Thunder Classic?
Both teams are playing, obviously, really good basketball. They have a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence. Coach Jasper's done a heck of a job over there. Them girls they're relentless. They play hard. She gets every ounce out of them that she possibly can. So that's something that we are going to have to match. You know, for a smaller team, they're really physical and they rebound really well. So we got to match that. But should be a fun atmosphere and a semifinal, the first Thunder Classic. So we're looking forward to the challenge and we'll be ready for tonight.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always and thank you for joining us for week number six of our locker room chat.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Haddon Hiltgen of the Nemaha Central Thunders. Locker room chats and brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Nemaha Central tonight will take on the Hiawatha Redhawks.